Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Bringing Your Dreams to Life radio broadcast. I am your host, Pastor Karen Presley. I'm excited about this episode. A lot of times when God drops something in me, I just have to release it on every platform because I believe wholeheartedly that God's word is important. So thank you for joining us this morning, or if you listen to the repeat broadcast, I always tell people this is truly your time to release what's on the inside of you. This broadcast is about assisting you with leaving yesterday, whatever yesterday looks like, so that you can step into your tomorrow. However, we have to understand that the decisions that we make on an everyday basis is what determines our outcome in life. And so that's why I'm excited about this broadcast, because, again, when God just drops stuff in me, he drops it. And so I have about five keys for understanding time before harvest. And so let me just go back to this dream, because a lot of us have dreams on the inside of us, but dreams are that seed of desire, the image, that purpose, assignment that God put on the inside of us. You know, all of us have this type of image that we see on the inside of us, and sometimes it's hard to get out the things that we can see on the inside of us, and sometimes people begin to get frustrated, and that's why I love this broadcast so much. But we have to understand that whether you want to start a business, change careers, move to another state, write a book, start a nonprofit, whatever it is, get married, go on vacation, I don't care what it is. So many of us have these dreams, desires, and we never realize why we never pursue them. There's a lot of things that's interlocking on the back end. So this broadcast helps us to begin to unlock those places that are on the inside of us that keeps us stuck and we don't even know it. And so today's episode is understanding time, quote unquote time, before the harvest. And a lot of times we know about the scripture seed time and harvest, but sometimes we have to understand, how does this stuff play out? And so as a ministry gift, I'm a coach, I'm a business owner. God has allowed me over the last 11 years, because I've been at my storefront for 11 years now. And so over the last 11 years, God has just allowed me the privilege of just to begin to see people's lives over a long period of time. And I have heard God say in the very beginning, he said, Karen, I've called you to bring order, but how do you know what's out of order? And so he just began to show me things. It was my training. God began to train me on how he was going to use me in the earth. And as a result of him training me, he opened my eyes to allow me to see a lot of different things. And so when he put this word on the inside of me, it's about understanding time, understanding the season called time before the full harvest. And I really should have put full harvest, because a lot of us are doing things, a lot of us are seeing things, a lot of us are actually maneuvering in things, but it has yet to be the fullness of time. The fullness of time has not come to see the full harvest. And even in the word where it talks about how everything is progression, you know, everything in the kingdom is about progression. You know, we see the seed, and then you have the ear, the blade, and then the full corn. And so what happens is, a lot of us, when we're in transition, we're not all the way over here. We're no longer over where we used to be, but we're not fully where he wants us to be. And so sometime in that middle ground is where it can get rocky. Sometime in that middle ground is where we can get frustrated. Sometime in that middle ground is where it's like, what's going on? And I've literally seen people go back. You know, God bring them to this place, stuff begin to flourish, and then they would draw back. Because why? Once you step out of the boat of that comfortability, or out of the boat of where you used to be, wherever that was, then what we don't realize is when the waves and the winds begin to blow, when stuff happens, and a lot of times we don't realize, but we begin to draw back and go back to that place that we were familiar, going back to that place where it was comfortable, going back to the place that you know and that you knew how to maneuver in. Because whenever you move to a new place, this place is now I have to learn how to maneuver in a new season, a new walk, a new place where God has placed me. And so if we don't understand what's going on, we have a tendency to draw back to what was familiar or what we knew how to maneuver in. And so transition is never easy. But a lot of times we can get stuck in between seasons, and instead of getting stuck, what God is increasing us or desiring us to do is he needs us to expand in those seasons. He wants us to learn in those seasons. He wants us to grow in those seasons. He wants to heal us in those seasons. We're to maximize in those seasons called time so that we don't get stuck in between them, so that we can reach the full harvest. And so I want to talk about five keys. I want to take the time. I only have a 30-minute broadcast, but I really want to talk about five keys, five focus points, five things to understand when it comes to maneuvering through this place called time. And if you could just write this down, because these are five critical areas that everyone needs to know when it comes to shifting and when it comes to moving. Because the reality is the whole world is shifting. Everything around us is shifting. You're not the only one shifting. Everything around us is shifting. Everything around us is moving. Everything around us is like uncertain. We live in times that things are uncertain. Things are shaking. And I think about any time that stuff is shaking, like, you know, people who cook, when you shake something, you're shaking what doesn't need to be out of the filter, but what remains is that which God wants to bring forth. And so when you're shaking something, it's like, I want to shake the old out. I want to shake whatever, the residue out. I want to shake these things, but that which remains in the pot or that which remains in the strainer, you know, when people cook in the strainer, that which remains in the strainer is what I want to keep. And so when we are shaking, and I'm going to talk about this in the five keys, but when we're shaking and when things are shaking around us, it's not a bad thing. We see it as bad because sometimes it looks like turmoil. What is going on? Sometimes our emotions can be out of whack. Sometimes our minds can be out of whack. Sometimes you can see one thing and hear something, and it's like, hey, this is not even computing. You know, you can think God is doing X, Y, Z, and next thing you know, it's like, what is this that I am seeing? And so in the midst of the shakening is the times when God is saying, I'm shakening those concrete places in you, those things that have been hard, those things that have been underneath the pocket, those things that are on the inside that you didn't even know was there. You know, they hide beneath the surface of our soul. Those things in our emotions, those things in our mental capacity, those are the things that's being shaken, and God will begin to expose so that you can begin to assess or deal with the things that he is bringing to light. So because those are the things that can't go into your next season. And so I want to look at these five points, because in order for us to move out of where we were into the full harvest, and I keep emphasizing full because it's not about the little bit of stuff that we're doing. It's about all the things that God wants to bring us into the fullness of time, the fullness of what he has for us, not just the little bit of things that we have already started. Because sometimes we can set up camp just on the little bit of things that we've started and think that's the whole totality that God has for us. No, he started one thing because ultimately he wants to bring you into the next thing. And so the first thing I want to talk about is, in order to understand time before harvest, you have to make sure that your heart remains pure during the process. And as I was saying again or before, when we're in transition, it's those things that lie dormant on the inside of us that begin to rise to the surface. You're like, where did this come from? Those things begin to rise to the surface. I'm telling you, because I've lived this. I live my messages. So the things that come begin to rise to the surface, stuff that begin to come up, you're like, oh, my God, where is this coming from? But it's only God in the shifting that he will begin to expose those things that cannot go to the next level. This is where so many people miss it. They let the times of pressure cause them to draw back, and we can't allow the negative emotions or the pressure that we're feeling to cause us to shrink back, draw back, and just stop. So what happened is people have a tendency to be overcome by what they're feeling instead of understanding, okay, I need to confront this. Understand, beloved, that God is only exposing those things that he needs you to confront. Mind you, we would never confront if we don't first identify. We would never confront if it stayed lying dormant. There's a lot of things that lie dormant in our souls that we don't even know is there until the times of pressure or until the times where you feel heat. Because if you think about even heat, if you were to put metal, gold, silver, and the Word of God talks about a parallel about gold and silver and the refining fire, all those different things, so many different parallels about the gold and silver. But if you think about it, if you were to put metal in the heat, they put it in the fire, those dross and the things that was, those hidden dross or those parasites or the things that contaminate or don't make it pure, it begins to rise to the surface in the time you put it in the fire. So guess what? It was already there. You just couldn't see it because it was hard. Whereas a lot of things that's on the inside of us, even the Word says that your heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? We can be deceived. So we can be good people in nature, but there are still things that have taken place along our journey that we don't realize that have become residue or hard places in our soul and our hearts. And it's not until God begins to shift us and bring us to these new places that we realize, like, hey, where did this come from? And so the first one is making sure your heart stays pure during transition. Don't draw back. But press in, allow God to heal those areas in you. The stuff that's arising, begin to confront them. Don't ignore them. Don't stay busy with whatever you're doing and just push that to the side. Because I always tell people, deal with it today. I mean, what I say? I forgot what I say, but it's like confront it today, confront it tomorrow, but you will confront it. I can't remember what I said. But it's one of those things that when God is at the helm of your life and he's saying, okay, I want you to deal with this, even if you don't deal with it today, eventually you're going to deal with it. Trust me, because why? God is at the helm. You can move to another church. You can move to another state. You can move to another job. But when God is at the helm of your life and he's saying, this is what I need you to do, I will need you to confront this, and you keep ignoring it, eventually, you will confront it. Trust me, because God will not allow, because he on purpose, let me say it like this, he has something for you. He knows how to get you to your destiny. He knows where he's trying to take you. And so even if you are ignoring his process today, trust me, beloved, you're going to come around the mountain again, and you will deal with it. So I always tell people, deal with it today when instead of being forced to deal with something. Amen? Number two, stay focused to the vision of what God gave you. You know, when Peter stepped out of the boat, he stepped out on the word come. When Jesus said come, that's what Peter stepped out on boat in. However, when you start looking at the circumstances, because nobody knows the future except God. He's the only one that's already been into our end. We only know today. So we step out on the word, start your business, do your book, do this. We step out on whatever word God gave us. But what we don't see is all the domino effects after that. We don't see the different journeys. We don't see the side roads we take. We don't see the highway. We don't see anything. All we see is this word come, this word start, this word do, and what God says. However, if you keep your eyes on what God originally said, start your business, do this, do that, write this book. Remember, one door opens up the next door. So if God say write your book, he already knows it's going to become the launching pad to what he's about to bring you into. But in that launching pad, we don't always have summers. The same way we have summer, spring, fall, and winter, and we have to know how to maneuver the different seasons in the natural, you have to understand and know how to maneuver the different seasons in your journey, in your ministry or business journey, in your kingdom journey. You have to understand how to maneuver through the seasons of life. And understand that every season in your life is not going to be summer. That means everything not going to be grand. But God will always give you the instructions for every season. The same way we get the news broadcast that say, hey, a storm is coming, that's like giving us instructions or giving us warning. Get an umbrella, you know, or a storm is coming. They're going to take off work. You know, you're not going to work tomorrow. It's going to be 7 feet of snow. Well, God gives us instructions en route because he already knew when he said come or start or do this, he already knew every instruction that he needed to give you that was going to get you to the end journey. But if we take our eyes off of the original word, the original vision that God gave us, and start looking at the seasons, or start looking at the winds and the waves or the things that are taking place that you didn't see coming, then you no longer hear the instructions because your focus is now on what's happening. And you took your focus off of the word and put it on your circumstances. And so God cannot override what your focus is. He can try to give you instructions, but if your focus is on the circumstances, then he's not going to bombard your hearing because your focus is somewhere else. And so what happens is when we don't hear the instructions, we start making decisions based on what we think, based on how we feel, based on the pressure, based on what's going on. And then when we begin to make decisions like that, then what happens is now I'm over here and God never told me to be here because I started making decisions not based on his instruction but based on my conditions. And so number two, stay focused on the vision that God gave you. Number three, stay connected to God. Keep your heart free so you can hear what God is speaking. And that kind of goes with what number two was. We have to on purpose, and mind you, I just said on purpose. Why? Because a lot of times, Lord have mercy, a lot of times if we just started looking at stuff, trust me, it is very easy to be offended. It is very easy to, next thing you know, it's like I'm over here in left field. It is very easy to allow the heart to just be clogged down or weighted down with just life or things that's going on. But you have to, on purpose, keep your heart, keep your channel free so you can hear God speaking. Remember, that's what I just said a minute ago. Keep your focus on the vision, not your circumstances, because God gives us instructions every step of the way. When I came into ministry, I had no idea all the steps or all the things that would take place. When I became a pastor, Lord knows I had no idea all the things that would take place, but God knows where he's getting me to. God knows the training that I need. God knows how I needed to be trained, how I needed to be developed. He knew what he needed to teach me. He knows everything. I don't know anything. And so guess what? Even as it relates to business, we grow up en route. We keep growing. We keep learning. We keep training. We keep developing under the helm of God. I got to say that because a lot of times we can do things, you know, based on what everybody else is doing and not be true to the vision that God has given you. And he's the only one who knows where he wants to take you, so you can't do what everybody else is doing. And so when you stay connected and keep your heart free to hear from God, now this can only happen when we come to a place of rest. You got to come to a rest within your mind, rest in your soul. I'm almost out of time. My God, this can 30 minutes go so quick. But we have to come to a place of rest when we're in transition. See, if you're not rested in your heart and your mind, you're all over the place. Your mind is too overactive. You think too much. You worry too much. You're frustrated. And when you are frustrated, your heart can't stay clean. Your heart can't stay clear. Your channel is not clear for God to funnel his instruction, his counsel, his wisdom. There is wisdom at every turn of life. My God, there is wisdom, the wisdom and the counsel of God. It will be with you at every turn of life. When you are riding a motorcycle and you turn, you got to turn with the person. If you are on the back seat, you and whoever's driving and you're the passenger, you got to turn when he turns. If he turned to the left, you got to turn to the left. If he turned to the right, you got to turn to the right. You got to turn with the person who is driving. Well, when you know that God is driving, he's at the helm of your life, you got to turn when he turns, but he will give you wisdom and counsel at every turn of life. He already knows what you need. We have to keep ourselves open and not be so flustered when things happen that you didn't see coming. Because trust me, there's a lot of things. The same way the blessings of God can overtake us and you didn't see that coming, it's the same way different things that may not be comfortable to your flesh can come and you don't see coming. However, he will give you wisdom on every turn. Why? And that's how we begin to grow up. That's how we begin to move in new places. That's how we begin to mature in that which he has called you to do. There must be a level of maturity. Even when you write a book, you start ministry, you start business, we start at one level, but that's not the level he wants to keep us at. We have to mature and grow up in that which he has brought us into. Amen. Look, number four, because I'm almost out of time. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the process. Rest in his faithfulness. Enjoy the process and rest in his faithfulness. Listen, embrace the change. See, they all go together. Embrace the change. Embrace the time of stretching. God is stretching you. He's changing you from a caterpillar to a butterfly. He is changing. And in the midst of that change, if you just take the concept of a caterpillar who crawled on the floor and goes into a cocoon and then becomes this butterfly. It wasn't a pop of a finger. He didn't wiggle his toe, his nose and say, I'm a butterfly. It was a process called metamorphosis. He had to actually change. It required all that stuff going on, if you could see what I was doing. But it required the pressure. The word of God says that God is the potter. We're the clay. He who knows that the clay has been marred knows how to remake it again. He knows how to bring you. He knows how to cut these areas off and fine-tune this area, build this area up, grow this area. He knows all of that. But in the midst of it, you have to rest in God's faithfulness. You have to rest that even when you weren't thinking about him, he was still keeping you. You got to think about the times when you wasn't even doing whatever you're doing, how he preserved you even to bring you to where you are today. None of us was perfect. None of us, we all had our heydays. We all had our tripping days. Even after we got saved, we were still tripping. A lot of us, I was tripping. But God kept us through all of those seasons of tripping, all those seasons when we were I always say stuck on stupid, but you know how you keep repeating those same things. He said he kept us through all of those days. He preserved us through all those times. How much more is God going to do with you today when now you're walking in what he's called you to do? So what? There are times of pressure. It goes with the process because God is shaking the old stuff, shaking in those the things that's not of him. Even the word of God says when the children of Israel had to go in and possess the land and go in and conquer the lands that other enemies were on, he said the first thing he had to do was turn over the altars of Baal and reestablish my altar. Well, a lot of times we have stuff on the inside of us. We got altars that was never of God. We got concrete stuff on the inside of our thinking and enlarged in our souls that God said, none of that is me. And so he has to begin allow the shaking to turn over the altars of Baal. Turn over those things that's not of me so he can reestablish who he is. Because as he moves you further into your journey, as he moves you further into the new places, the new levels, the new dimensions that he wants to bring you into, those concrete and hard places that's in us cannot go to this next place. Oh, my God. I am so excited about that. I'm excited about how he loves us, how he is faithful, and how he's committed to the process, how he's committed to bringing us. He said he that has started a thing knows how to complete it. I'm so excited that God knows how to complete, glory, anything that he starts. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about that. You got to rest in his faithfulness. Rest in his goodness for your life. Rest in what he has already done and what he is yet to do. Rest in his hand. His hand, the same hand that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt and across the Red Sea into the wilderness, and the same hand that took them from the wilderness to the Jordan, to the land filled with milk and honey, is the same hand, glory, that is moving you and shifting you. It's the same hand that is taking you from one place to the next. Listen, rest in his faithfulness, rest in his love for you, rest in his hand, that he's got a mighty hand and a strong hand, a strong arm of deliverance. Let him walk you through and embrace the changes while you're being stretched. Stop fighting the stretching process. Stop fighting the growing process. Stop fighting the cutting process. It is necessary to your full growth, to your full destiny. And the last one, because I'm almost out of time, number five, celebrate who God is and what he is doing in and through you. Celebration, praise, worship, they keep you above the water. When Peter stepped out and he started looking around, can't nobody praise and look around? You're not going to do it at the same time. Can't nobody look around your circumstances, get frustrated at your circumstances, and think you're going to praise? No. If you keep your eyes focused on what God says and praise, worship, thanksgiving, honor, celebrate even those times of pressure, in the times where change and adversity and all that stuff come, if you celebrate, not for the thing, but celebrate that he's bringing you out. Celebrate that he's changing you in the midst. Celebrate the fact that he is growing you, that he is killing the part that can't go. You got to start celebrating that part. God, I thank you that you are killing this thing that cannot go into this next season. God, help me to let this part go. I've had to do all this. I've walked this stuff out. I am so honored and grateful of what God has done. And, you know, he will build the message in you. Whatever you're called to do, you got to be the first partaker of it. Whatever your message is, you have to be the first partaker. You are the one who got to walk this thing out first so that it can come out with full power and revelation and his anointing on it when you start giving it to other people. So celebrate what God has done. Celebrate what he's doing. Celebrate that behind the scenes that he is causing you to be catapulted because you have passed the test, that you may remain true to the process. I remember God saying when I first moved into the storefront, he said, this is a proving ground. Not even knowing what that word was, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it says that the military is a place where the military tests their equipment. Well, God said that 10 years ago, it's a proving ground. Guess what? What he was saying is, God, Karen, I'm testing you. Will you remain faithful to the call? Will you remain faithful to the vision? Will you stick this out all the way to the end? Will you stay fast to what I've told you to do? That means don't look to the left or the right. Don't trip out. Because why? God already knew my journey. He knew the ups and the downs. He knew everything I was going to face. He knew everything I was going to encounter before I encountered it. He knew every bump. He knew every wall before I got there. But the celebration says, God, I thank you that in the midst you are making me. You got to begin to celebrate him because he's making you. He is proving you. He is bringing you into new levels, new dimensions of power and of his glory if you allow him. If you allow him, celebrate God will cause your journey to become easier. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I have witnessed people's journeys. I've witnessed people over 11 years. Sometimes we make our own journey hard because we don't trust God. Trust the one who started this thing, that he will finish it. Listen, I am out of time. Go to my website. I have this coaching program called Metamorphosis. It is helping so many people. My website is KarenPressey.org. It will help you to stay accountable during this time of transition, because a lot of time we can hear and go back to our routine. But listen, have a blessed rest of the day. I bless you on this transition until we meet around the table of God's word again. Be blessed. Bye-bye.